record things on vinyl, on a record player. And people are going like, miniature, please. Only manufacturers could make records. Not true. Not true. As a matter of fact, the RCA Corporation made desktop recorders that had handheld microphones on them, or they had microphone inputs on them, so that you actually could rig up, if you knew what the hell you were doing, you actually could rig up a feed from a radio to this recorder, and you can record it on vinyl. Now, I don't know anything about where you got the vinyl from, and I know I guess you have to get vinyl blanks, and it was a special kind of a recorder that or a special kind of a needle that would actually cut into the vinyl, because you know one of the ways, or maybe it was pre-grooved and it cut the grooves or whatever. I do know though that the recordings were principally on vinyl. Magnetic tape didn't come out, to my knowledge. Magnetic tape wasn't in high usage until the 1940s or so. And then in the 50s, everything went to almost everything went to magnetic tape. So, and you can tell, this is why when you have old recordings, if you ever wondered why you can't get one that doesn't have scratches, you know, record pops, hiss. Like you hear on an old record, because they actually were recorded on record. That's why. Second, because of these anomalies and because of how these recordings were made, when you go out looking for archives of these old radio dramas, the companies that made them, for the most part, are they gone. They left town. They got out of Dodge a long time ago. Like, for example, the people that produced Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, they have been gone since the late 1960s. So for what, 50 years, they've been out of business. Now, I don't know who found Johnny Dollar Chase, but somebody did. But here's the problem, and here's the real challenge. So this is why you ought to be listening to radio dramas or radio classics on the Crusade Channel. So we go out and look for the highest quality recordings. Now, for some episodes in a serial, like Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, has 800 episodes, I think, that Bob Bailey was in. And that's the one people want to listen to the most, is the Bob Bailey episodes. I'll tell you that we're at episode number 131 right now. Of the 131 that we have, and I'm reviewing some of them and taking them out of rotation, which is why you're not hearing the old ones anymore. Of the 131 that we've aired, of the last 30, episode 90 through 131 that I've personally listened to, I've only been able to find out of 30 episodes, I've only been able to actually put into the queue 12. I won't air the other ones. I don't like the recordings. They stink. And it's very annoying listening to something that you're really excited about listening to when it sounds like crap. Believe me, I know, because you people tell me about it. You know, you're streaming it, is it just me or is the stream dropping in and out? No, it's probably just you. But I'm well aware of you people's fickleness, your little nitpicking when it comes to things like audio fidelity. So we don't air crap is the message. I systematically going through and getting rid of it. The other companies that are putting this out, because you can buy these collections. I'm going to give you an example of this. And I can talk about this stuff all day. Miniature is the Free Fall Friday. We need politics and drum news and Dorian. Wait. Talking about whatever they... Look, it's a Friday before a holiday. I know what the listening base is, and it's you guys that are going to be there every day.